The Bush administration and European Union countries are at odds over the newly established International Criminal Court, or ICC. Washington strongly opposes the War Crimes Tribunal, fearing American citizens could become scapegoats of politically motivated prosecutors. Europeans, though, see the ICC as a powerful new tool in international law. European Union foreign ministers meet in Denmark today, looking for ways to defuse the dispute with the U.S. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports.
European countries are feeling intense pressure since the Bush administration launched a diplomatic offensive against the International Criminal Court. U.S. embassies have been instructed to negotiate bilateral agreements with foreign governments that would exempt U.S. nationals, military and civilian, from extradition to the new court. Some countries that have not yet ratified the ICC treaty have been warned that they could lose U.S. military aid if they do not comply with the U.S. request. Constance Stelzenmüller, political commentator for the German weekly Die Zeit, says the ICC dispute has sharpened the ongoing transatlantic rift.
It's interesting to see just how firm both sides have been. My impression is that Americans are surprised by European firmness, but that perhaps the Europeans are also a little taken aback at the intensity of loathing with which this American administration apparently feels for this court.
The U.S. campaign is also driving a wedge among Europeans. When NATO candidate Romania signed a bilateral agreement with Washington, EU Commission President Romano Prodi rebuked the Romanians. He said they should have waited for the EU to formulate its position. This in turn prompted the Bush administration to rebuke Prodi for applying what Washington called inappropriate pressure. The strident tones of the dispute have alarmed EU officials, most of whom refuse to comment until a joint position is announced at the current meeting in Denmark. Bart Jochens, spokesman for the Dutch Foreign Ministry, sums up the mood within the EU.
What we do not want to do is end up in a big row with the United States, of course, but we think highly of the International Criminal Court, and the U.S. thinks something else. We'll have to talk about it.
But it's unclear if there's room for compromise. According to a leaked draft document, European legal advisors have concluded that EU nations have no right to exempt U.S. citizens from prosecutions at the new court. One European diplomat speaking privately used a movie metaphor. He said the U.S. is making what he called an indecent proposal, like the movie where a husband is asked to breach his marriage contract with his wife in exchange for $1 million. Only this time, the diplomat added, the EU gets no quid pro quo, just a demand for capitulation. U.S. pressure is being keenly felt by East Europeans who are torn between their desire to join both the European Union and NATO. Constance Stelzenmüller of Die Zeit says a major test will come in November when NATO leaders meet in Prague to discuss expanding the alliance.
No doubt, you know, America would be in a position as the strongest military member of this alliance to hold up some unpleasant options.
Options such as vetoing a candidate's entry into NATO or U.S. participation in NATO peacekeeping operations if U.S. nationals are not guaranteed immunity from the ICC. Some analysts believe the cohesion of the NATO alliance could be undermined by U.S. insistence on securing bilateral agreements with individual NATO partners and would-be members. General Luigi Caligaris, former head of political military affairs at the Italian Foreign Ministry, sees dangers in such bilateral agreements.
I am afraid that they would deprive NATO of legitimacy. They would make it weaker. In the long run, this is going to split NATO, and when the Americans will have to call upon NATO to be a steadfast alliance, they won't find it.
General Caligari says, at a time when the global war on terrorism needs close international cooperation, the U.S. and its European allies, which stood together in the Cold War, should try once again to find common ground. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News.